just all of them go. So they really, I still like to go around to the other churches some, you know. I know just as many people, sometimes more, than what I'm in. The larger the church gets, the fewer people I know.
When you were younger, do the churches outside of going to church and going to different churches, did the churches sponsor a lot of activities in terms of outside activities?
No, I can't remember too many outside activities, really. Most of them took place in church, you know. All of them had youth groups, and the Baptist Church has particularly strong youth groups, you know. But people got along well. We used to have this habit of, on the fifth Sunday, having a minister from a different church, you know. And we go about on the fifth Sunday and hear everybody's minister. A minister come to you or something. At any rate, they were got along very well. And very well.
You said there were a lot of youth groups. Were you a member of one?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And what kind of activities would they do?
Well, I'm trying to think how many activities. We met every Sunday night. I know that was one activity. And we had parties and things. We liked to dance.
And
the church didn't keep us from doing that. It all depended on what church you were in. The Baptist minister had children. And I think they put one of them out of the church for going to the fireman's ball or something. I don't know. We had a few of those things. Now, we used to have fireman's ball. And my mother didn't believe in going to public dances, so I didn't go to these. I didn't go to public dances, and the fireman's ball is a public dance. Oh dear.
So, over the course of your time here in Roswell, do you think that church has become more important within the community or less important?
They still have a lot of influence. The churches here do. They really do. The ministers all get together regularly and about once a week and discuss their situations and things. We have a very good situation in Roswell, I think, with the rapport between the churches and the ministers of all of them. I don't see any competition that shows, especially, you know, about getting members or not members. Mm-hmm. And everybody's, I think the church situation seems pretty good here. All the churches to me seem to be thriving.
And as you got older, did the types of activities that the churches sponsor change? Did they have more activities?
Well, some of the things they do I don't enjoy as much. And I love jazz and things like that. But I really don't care for too much. I won't say rowdiness, but I think sometimes these youth groups can. I don't like any jumping up and down or something. One Sunday, the leader of this group, at any rate, it was a special thing they were doing for young people. It was playing his guitar and singing. Every time he said holy, he would scream it out. And I just did like this, shh, shh. And when you say holy, you don't scream it. It bothered me. It still does. I didn't go this last year when they had a repeat performance. I said, I'll choose my service. And so the churches are having two services, a lot of them, a contemporary service and a traditional service. And so if I can make myself get up in time, I go to the early church, which is the traditional service. But the others, it's fine. I'm glad the young people are interested in it, but I still don't know whether that's the right way to do it. But they get a lot of people together and do a lot of things. So